Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Today, the scripture reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, which will be read from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of God. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men to be crucified on the third day, be raised again." Then remember his words. When they had come back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb, bending over. He saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what happened. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, "Jesus is Alive" by City Light.
For the one that once was buried lives again. Now the tomb is bare and empty and the stone is rolled away. Praise the risen one who overcame the grave. Oh, you brokenhearted, oh, you worn and weak, come find living. Streets to the wandering spirit lost. Jesus. Hallelujah. Death is undone. Hallelujah. Jesus has won. Hallelujah. We overcome. Oh, in Jesus. Oh, in Jesus. Hallelujah. Death is undone. Hallelujah. Jesus has won. Hallelujah. We overcome. Oh, in Jesus. Oh, in Jesus. Let there be dancing in the darkness, and let our song break through the night. Lift your voice and sing that Christ is King, for Jesus is alive. Let there be dancing in the darkness, and let our song break through the night. Lift your voice and sing that Christ is King, for Jesus is alive. Lift your voice and sing that Christ is King, for Jesus is alive.
The scripture has been read for your hearing and meditation. Praying, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be those that will do some good and bring glory to you, Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I wish to lift up verses 2 and 3, which reads, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The title of my message is Mary and Mary, Witnessing and the 11 Doubting. Mary and Mary, Witnessing and the 11 Doubting. The situations, the worship service, and the scenes of the past to the present are very unique and are very thought-provoking. There are people who come to church frequently, but who will come on again. There are people who come to church infrequently, but who will come on Easter, if for no other reasons but out of tradition or to fill a void for fellowship, a kind of fellowship that can only be received at an Easter worship service. We consider scenes of the past where Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, when they witnessed to the apostles that Jesus had risen. Nobody saw Jesus rise from the tomb. Did this cause doubt? However, in this present day, the preacher or the messenger of the gospel can't make a listener believe that the dead rise. That is not the pontificator's job. That's God's job through the Holy Spirit to navigate through the Easter message, to place in the mind of the listener the Easter faith, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. The story begins with the fact that Jesus is indeed dead. Mary and Mary brought spices to the tomb to properly prepare Jesus' body for burial. They had gone home and kept the Sabbath as required by law from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday before gathering up their spices and perfumes and returning to the tomb. Naturally, the women would return to the tomb because that is where they saw Jesus' body placed after his crucifixion. Luke chapter 23, 55 and 56. But when they reached the tomb, it was empty, and the women were confused. Bodies that are dead remain dead. Two angels, two men, appearing in clothes that gleamed like lightning, stood before them and asked why they were looking in a tomb for someone who was alive. The women must have forgotten what Jesus had told them when he was in Galilee, or they did not realize what Jesus meant by his promise to rise again. Some people today seem to be looking for God among the dead. They have a lifeless faith. They go to dead churches or dead houses of worship. They take no spirituality with them when they go, and therefore no spirituality is with them when they leave. They study the Bible as a chore and go to church as if they are going to a memorial service or to visit a mausoleum. But Jesus is not dead. He is alive. The angels reminded the women that Jesus accurately foretold everything that had happened to him. They are told that Jesus has risen. They didn't see Jesus himself. So what they have is a reliable word. They have a reliable message. Jesus' resurrection from the dead is the central fact of Christian history. This is the same reliable word that we have. This is the same reliable message that we have. It is the word, and it is the message of the resurrection. The church is built on the knowledge of the resurrection of Jesus. Without the resurrection of Jesus, the church would not exist today. Many religions have strong belief systems, ethical systems, and concepts about the afterlife and paradise, and they have their various holy scriptures. But only Christianity has a God who became human. He literally died for his people and was raised again in power and in glory to rule his church eternally. Why is the resurrection so important? Because Jesus was raised from the dead to bring our world to redemption. God's power is working to destroy sin. God's power is creating new life. God's power is preparing us for Jesus' second coming. The resurrection lets us know that death has been conquered, and we too will be raised again from the dead to live with Jesus forever. The resurrection gives authority to the church's witness in the world. The resurrection gives meaning and significance to the sacraments of the church, the baptism and the Lord's Supper. Belief and knowledge and faith in the resurrection gives us assurance as we meet the daily challenges of our lives and gives us hope as we walk with the Lord. The resurrection assures us that Jesus is alive and is watching and ruling over his kingdom. It was God's power that brought Jesus back from the dead, and Jesus and the Holy Comforter are available to us to help us live for him in this evil world. When we look at the various beliefs, politics, lifestyles, life choices, and theologies, we see what we see and we learn what we learn. But there is one main belief that unifies, inspires, and solidifies all true believers, and that is Jesus Christ rose from the dead. People who hear about the resurrection for the first time may be amazed and astonished at this unique story and may need time to comprehend it because they may be of the mind and the opinion of the 11. They may think of this as nonsense. Like Peter, they may check out all of the facts and still remain puzzled about what happened. A personal encounter with Jesus is what they'll need to have before they can accept the reality of the resurrection. After committing and devoting themselves to Jesus, they will begin to better and fully understand the reality of Jesus' presence in their lives. Where do you look for Jesus? Where do you look for Jesus? Do you expect him to be active in both the world and in the church? Do you want Jesus to be active in your life? Invite him into your heart today. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a merciful and powerful God of redemption. We sadly confess that we have at one time or another doubted that you would do for us what you said you would do. Thank you for your forgiveness and your redemptive power. Thank you for destroying the power of death and replacing it with salvation and eternal life. We pray for the lost that they find the love, peace, joy, comfort, and salvation afforded to us through the sacrifices of your Son, Jesus Christ. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The closing selection is sung by Carrie Underwood and is entitled Victory in Jesus.
Victory in Jesus, my You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.